Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 through, I'll start with verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name. Yeah. Praise God. That's verse 10 right there. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work. In other words, God's not going to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward his name. Praise God. Just want to talk to us a little bit here tonight about God's memory. God's memory. Amen. Give us a little help in understanding you in the nature of God. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for truth, Lord. Help us to understand the word that we may bear the fruit that you want us to bear. We give you thanks and praise tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can be seated if you will not fall asleep on me tonight. I told Brother Hunter, I said, if you fall asleep, I'm throwing a songbook at you. And then I got to thinking, I don't know if we have any songbooks, but I found one right here. So I'll just keep it handy. Amen. And Dan, you're next. Praise God. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Praise God. God is great. God is greatly to be praised. Amen. The mind of God and the thoughts of God are so much higher than us as the heavens are above the earth. Praise God. But a powerful scripture tells us that we have the mind of Christ. And so we can understand a little bit about the thoughts of God and how God feels about certain things. Amen. And I believe that we can have the mind of Christ if we will seek him and ask for counsel and all of that. We can find the will of God and the mind of God. Amen. I believe tonight it's time we start thinking the way God thinks. And I know that's a tall order right there and very difficult to attain to. But if we can understand the way that he thinks, I believe it'll revolutionize our lives. Amen. We can be a cut above. Praise the Lord. Kind of like the fish that you catch. We got any fishermen here tonight? A couple fishermen. I just put yourself in the shoes of a fish. Amen. And he gets hooked, and all of a sudden he is above the water. And he looks around, and there's trees, and blue sky, and clouds, and all of that. And then he gets thrown back in, and he's talking to the other fish, and he said, "You're not going to believe what I just saw." Well, praise the Lord. You're not going to believe what I just saw. And That's kind of like what it is having the mind of Christ. My pastor many years ago, and he is deceased now, but he pastored a mighty revival church that I prayed through in, and he had a couple that were having problems, and they didn't know where the problems were coming from. And my pastor was sitting there, and he said, "Well, if you would stop going to the bars, then your problems would clear up." And they said, "Well, we haven't gone to any bars." He said, "Yes, you have." And then he described the bar, the outside of the bar. He said there was a sign that was on a spring, and it was bouncing up and down in front of the bar. And he went through a definition of what he saw, what God showed him. And all of a sudden they said, "We went to that bar." They remembered. Amen. And God was able to help them. Praise the Lord. Thank God for men that know the mind of God. Thank God for pastors. Praise the Lord. And it'll revolutionize our lives. One of the aspects of the thoughts of God is his memory. Amen. And let's look at it here and see what he forgets and what he never forgets. Amen. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 12. I'm going to try to go quickly here tonight. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. So God's not going to remember our iniquities if we will come to him in repentance and seek his face. Praise God. He's not going to drag up the past and set it before you, but he will remember them no more. Hebrews 10, verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Somebody said forgive.
Forgive.
He's going to forgive. And I looked that up, and it's really amazing, that word forgive, the different definitions. But the word forgive is aphemi. That's the Greek word there. And it is an intense form of emi, which means to go. But it's not just to go. It's an intense part of that word to describe it more than just emi. Amen. And so when we come to God in repentance and baptism, and you have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, for the forgiveness of sins. Praise the Lord. God forgives. There's something about this word here, forgive. Amen. Ephesians 1 and verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Praise God. That's awesome to me. I don't know if you think that's awesome, but before the foundation of the world, God knew our names. Before the foundation of the world, God had it planned so we could have a call on our life. It's not just somebody that knocked on your door and you consented to a Bible study. There was a plan. Amen. There was a plan before the foundation, before God said, let there be light. There was a plan. Amen. Before he created the heavens and the earth, there was a plan. Amen. There was a plan for you as an individual. Amen. That's why we need the mind of God, because God does not forget these things. Amen. The plan that he had in the beginning is still the plan for us today. Amen. Unless we mess it up big time. Praise God. And he goes on and he says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And so forgiveness here, there's a number of definitions of this word forgiveness. It is freedom, pardon, deliverance, forgiveness, liberty, and remission. And I'll just look at each of those real quickly, but this is what forgiveness means. Amen. Freedom, a state of exemption from the power or control of another. And I could put in there that it is a state of exemption from the power of sin. Amen. and the power of the flesh. Praise God. Praise God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise God. It is a state of exemption from the power or control of another. And then pardon. It also means pardon. We pardon the offender when we release or absolve him from his liability to suffer punishment. And in other words, when we are pardoned, God erases the sins that are in our life. Amen. And he's not going to come back and show them to us again. Praise God. The word deliverance here, release from captivity, slavery, oppression, or any restraint. Amen. Any restraint of the flesh or of sin or of the devil or of the world. You just put anything you want to in there. Amen. But he is a delivering God. He wants to deliver us from the power of darkness and bring us into the kingdom of light. Well, praise God. Thank God for deliverance. Amen. Liberty, freedom from restraint in a general sense and applicable to the body or to the will or mind. Amen. Praise God. We don't have to be captivated by thoughts that are not of God in our mind. So it's very important what we read. Amen. It's very important what we look at. Amen. Because it is really, the eye is the gateway to the soul. Praise the Lord. It's a gateway to the soul. And the last one here, remission, the giving up of the punishment due to a crime as the remission of sins. Amen. Amen. And so we gave up. What we gave up was our seat in hell. What we gave up, amen, when we gave our lives to God was the punishment of sin due to our sins. Amen. Praise God. We don't deserve to be here tonight. We don't deserve the blessings that God's given us. We don't. But thank God we have it tonight. Thank God we have the opportunity to have it tonight. Amen. And this word remission here sounds to me that when God forgives, he forgets. Talking about God's memory tonight. When he forgives, he forgets. And really, if I could just reach one person tonight, I will feel good. Amen. Because God does not forget your labor of love. No, he doesn't. And the last one here, remission, reminds me that when God forgives, he forgets, and that there is an aspect of God's mind that's exciting. Amen. And that God never forgets at least one little thing. One little cup of water, God writes it down in his book. Amen. That you would give to somebody in need, God sees and God never forgets. Thank God for that tonight. Yes, sir. And the example that we have in Scripture is that of Abraham. And Abraham went to the lengths to follow God and to do the will of God because he had this underlying faith in God. He didn't have the Holy Ghost. He didn't have a Bible to read. He just had a relationship with God. And I don't say that lightly, but he really had trust and confidence in God. And he went to the lengths to follow God and to do the will of God because of that undying faith that was in his heart, that was down inside of him. And his faith was so confident and so strong that even though he walked with the Lord for many years, without seeing the promise come to pass, amen, he stayed faithful to God. Amen. Why and how can someone stay faithful to God under those circumstances? with the Holy Ghost and with the Word of God that we have at our fingertips tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's kind of fun to be twisting your words up sometimes. It makes other people laugh. Praise God. I better keep going here. But there were others in Scripture, Hebrews 11, verse 39, and all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Amen. They lived in caves and dens of the earth, of whom the world was not worthy. Oh, yes, we complain because we don't have the little thing in our life. Amen. But I want you to know tonight that through faith we can receive the promise that God has for us in this life or in the life to come. Praise God, in this life or in the life to come. And starting with the Lord is a great thing. Abraham started with God, and beginning a race is wonderful, but it is the finish line that we're involved in, excited about. Amen. Receiving the Holy Ghost is fantastic. Having a good church to go to is wonderful. Amen. And the biggest part of it is the first step. Amen. And we're headed somewhere. We're headed to the finish line. I hope that that's why you're here tonight, because you've got your eye on a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Whose builder is God. I can't wait to see what my mansion's going to look like. Praise the Lord. He'd been working on it for a long time. Amen. Took me about 3 years or so to get the church remodeled, but this is going to look like a tar paper shack. Amen. In compared to what God has planned for you and I. Amen. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Amen. But we can see it in the Spirit. Praise God. God's put a hook in our mouth and pulled us out of the water for a little bit. And we can see some things, amen, that He has prepared for us. Praise God. Pastor's been talking about faith, amen, and talking about the promises. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And there's two areas of faith that come up to us when we consider this verse. And first is, of course, the existence of God. And second, the faithfulness of God.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
He might be a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, but He is.
He is, right.
He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. When you called on His name today while you were at work, amen, it's written down in a book. Not that God needs a book, but it's proof. Amen. Amen. Little thing that you do to share your truth with somebody today, God writes that down in His book. Praise the Lord. First of all, we got to know that God exists. We understand that tonight. And if God exists, then He can heal. He can fill and deliver. And He speaks and He touches us with the Word of God and teaches us the right way. Amen. He is the Almighty. He is the Ancient of Days. He had no beginning and will have no ending. Amen. Unlike all the other gods of this world, our God is alive and somebody that you can become close to. Amen. And you can know Him on a personal level. Praise God, because the rewards of the Lord come directly from His ability to remember. Amen. God never forgets. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, God never forgets. God never forgets. Amen. I feel like this is for somebody here tonight.
Amen.
Hopefully you'll receive something from the Word. But God never forgets. The enemy would like to make us think that God has forgotten our labors and our prayers and our faithfulness to the house of God and our giving and everything that's involved in living for the Lord. Amen. But it's easy to forget because there are times when much time goes by before the blessing comes. You got to put in your time. Amen. There's a police officer. He is now a sergeant. He used to be the animal control guy. And that's a fancy name for picking up mad dogs and skunks and cats and all of that. And today he's a sergeant. And one of the other police officers said he deserves it because he put in his time. Just across the street, there's an older gentleman used to live there, and in the back of his house, somebody had dug a hole that was about probably 10 feet down, 8 to 10 feet down, big hole, and he's got a chair, or had a chair down in there, and in the summertime, he wouldn't turn on his AC, he would go down in that hole. There's a spiral staircase that goes down to the bottom. And I went by to see him, and I was talking to him, and he said, I said, yeah, it must be cool down in there. Yeah, it is. He said, but there's a Civicat down there. And I said, a Civicat? What are you talking about? He said, it's a little, it looks like a cat, but it's got a white stripe down its back. And I said, Mr. Hines, I don't think that's a Civicat. I think that's a skunk. He said, well, I was sitting down there one day, and it was rubbing up against my legs, and he said, I thought it was a cat, and it really liked me. I said, you need to call the animal control people. Can you do that? He said. I said, I'll give them a call for you. And so they came with a big, long pole with a rope on it, and they got it around that skunk, and he pulled it, and it was around his abdomen, and guess what came out? Amen. Praise God. And he took him out and put him in the truck and took him down to the river probably and dropped him off. I don't think they were allowed to kill him. Amen. But if it was me, I would have killed him.
Yeah.
Praise God. And I've got proof of that. Amen. Because there are two of them that are buried at my house. It's amazing what a 12-gauge shotgun will do to a Civicat. One of them I was close enough, well, maybe I shouldn't be talking about this. The shot dug a hole in the ground and just shoved him right down there in the ground. I didn't have to bury him or anything. Praise God. But don't try it in town because it's not legal. Run. Amen. But there are times when time goes by and our ambitions that we have aren't fulfilled and we can get discouraged. Amen. You may have to spend some time taking a skunk down to the river. You may have to spend some time doing some things that you don't like to do or you don't want to do. Praise God. And maybe you're here tonight and you feel like it's been a long time since the Lord blessed you or the Lord showed you that what he promised you, he's going to bring it to pass. Just hang on. Amen. Because this is the way the kingdom of heaven works. Matthew 25:14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man, that would be Jesus, traveling into a far country, that's when he ascended into heaven, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Now that one right there ought to get us excited because he delivered unto us his goods. Verse 19, after a long time, somebody said a long time. Long time. Praise God. 1,000 years is as a day to the Lord. So I wonder what he considers a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Praise God. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And Luke 20 and verse 9, then began he to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and led it forth to husbandmen and went into a far country for a long time. Something happened during that long time. Because, and at the season, he sent a servant to the husbandman that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. The Lord wants us to produce fruit.
Amen.
But the husbandman beat him and sent him away. Amen. That's what they did to him. Over a long period of time, they kind of got the feeling like they owned this vineyard. That they had rights to this vineyard. Well, praise God. And they forgot. They forgot that God was faithful and that he was going to come back. And I want to say tonight, we just let the mockers say what they want to say. Amen. God's not going to forget his people. God's not going to forget his people. Amen. And if you're alive, he's not going to forget you. If you're in the grave, he hasn't forgotten you. Well, praise God. The dead are going to rise first. So he knows who is in these graves. Amen. And if you're alive, he's not going to forget. Amen. And the thing that we need to do is not to forget this truth. Amen. The scoffers are going to say one thing. But the scoffers, we don't care what they have to say.
That's right.
Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. And you can read the rest of that. But 120 years passed. And maybe somebody could help me here tonight. But I did a little bit of research into the genealogies we have in the scriptures. And I believe that it was Methuselah. It may be maybe another one that died 1 year before the flood. Now, I thought about that, 120 years, and he died 1 year before the flood. I wonder if he was involved in helping to build that ark. I wonder if he showed up to work and said, what do you need today, Noah? Well, I need you to clear that pile of lumber over there. Amen. Yeah. Well, I really don't want to do that, but I'm going to do it because you've asked me. Amen. Working and laboring. And you know what? There's going to be people that die 1 year before the rapture takes place. There's going to be people alive that are going to be, they're going to be here 6 months before the rapture takes place. And I wonder, have we forgotten the faithfulness of God? I hope not. Amen. Because we're building something here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It may not look like much right now. I don't know if all of you have seen the ark over there in Kentucky. But I've taught this in my Bible studies many times. He probably laid that main beam all the way down. All the way back up to the other side with the tools that he had available to him. Probably after 30 or 40 years, he had looking like a skeleton of something that died, of boards that come up like this and the main boards down through the middle. And didn't look like much was going to happen. But friend, there was a day when a lot was going to happen. I want to be ready when that day comes.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I still got it available here. Are you all with me tonight?
Amen.
I haven't forgotten. I've got a memory. And it says here, Genesis 8 and verse 1, and God remembered Noah and every living thing. God doesn't forget, friend. All the cattle that was with him in the ark. God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged. So God had his mind on every living thing, on every snake. He had his mind on every skunk. He had his mind on every cow, on everything that God created. His eye is on the sparrow, as one of the songs were written. Amen. And God's timing is his timing, not ours. And you can rest assured tonight that God does not forget. Genesis 30:22, and God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. Exodus 2:24, and God heard the groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Amen. And he was going to deliver his children out of Egyptian bondage. And that's exactly what he did, because he did not forget. Amen. He remembered Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Numbers 10 and verse 9, if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Yeah. Praise God. Yes. I think we just need to blow the trumpet in our day today. Amen. Yes, there's a lot of things that bring alarm and fright and all of that. And I'm reading about all these protests that are going on across our country. And people are against other people simply because they are Jewish. It's ridiculous. Anyway, don't get me started. Acts chapter 10 and verse 4, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said unto him, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God." And this was not a Jewish man. This was Cornelius the Gentile. Amen. But God heard and God remembered. God will not forget your faithfulness to him. Well, praise God. Psalm 105 and verse 8, he hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Well, praise God. He has not forgotten his covenant. Amen. The old covenant and the new covenant, they go together, but God has not forgotten one tittle, amen, one comma, one period, none of that, because he is a faithful God. Amen. God has a memory, and I'm thankful for that tonight. Judges 8:34, and the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of their enemy on every side. They prospered, and when they prospered, they forgot God. Amen. Well, praise God. I really feel that we need to just rejoice in the truth that God remembers everything that you've done for him. Everything. And there may have been troubles in trying to do the will of God, and there's always going to be setbacks. There's always going to be problems. There's always going to be situations that come along and you say, "Why, God? Why, God? I'm trying my best to do the will of God. I'm putting my time in. I'm supporting the work of God. But it doesn't seem like I'm going anywhere." I just want to tell you tonight, somebody here tonight, I just want to tell you that God has not forgotten your labor of love. How short it's been or how long it's been. Amen. There's a reward for you waiting. Amen. He's already got the address in heaven for you. Amen. He's already got it waiting for you. Praise God. Well, I'm believing God for revival. I'm believing God for revival. Amen. And I'm believing God for revival when I can't see the results. Amen. When we first came to Augusta, and I don't like to talk about that very much, but it was 1x12s that made the pulpit, and we had a Radio Shack amplifier and two speakers over this way and this way that we found in the dump when we were taking some trash to the dump, and that was our sound system. We've got a good sound system. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
But the first message that I preached, there was one man coming to our church. And the first message that I preached was, God's going to give us revival. And I preached Acts 2:38. Amen. Amen. I'm just telling you that, not to brag on myself, but there are times that you can't see the future. Amen. There are times when you don't know what's going on. You've got to speak the word of faith and thank God for the promises. Thank God for the promises that he gave to you, and understand that in his book, your name is written in there. And all the things that you have done, that you have suffered with, amen, or the accomplishments that you've made, amen. Because God doesn't forget. Says here, and Sister Cowan, could you come, or someone? Praise the Lord. I know it's hard to do. For some reason, Brother Cowan and Sister Cowan are especially excited lately. Over the last few months. They're the cutest little guys. I can't wait till they start running around here. Matthew 10:42, whosoever shall give to drink one of these little ones a cup of cold water. How much is that worth? Probably not even a penny. And you give it to them in the name of a disciple. Not even in the name of Jesus, but I'm doing this because the pastor asked me to do it. I'm here because I'm expected to be here, but I don't really want to be here. Have you ever felt that way on Wednesday night? It's all right. You don't have to nod your head or anything. I know, because I've been there myself. Amen. But give a cup of cold water. I'm going to give God some praise because I know it's the right thing to do. I may not even feel anything when I'm praising God. But someone somewhere is writing it down in a book. He said, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Praise God. It's worth it to live for God. Amen. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Every Bible study you've taught, why don't we stand together tonight? Every Bible study you've taught, every time, amen, you've played an instrument, every time you greeted somebody at the door, every time you vacuumed the floor, every time you darkened the door of the church, praise God. You're not going to lose your reward simply because God does not forget. God does not forget. I'm believing God with you for revival, and I'm believing God when I can see the results, and I'm believing God when I can't see the results. As the old song goes, where he leads, I'll follow. Follow Jesus all the way. Amen. I'm just going to follow him. Praise God. He forgets my sins when we repent and turn from them. Doesn't even matter how long you've lived for God. Just got to go to God and say, I'm sorry, God. And he forgives and he forgets. Amen. But he will never forget his promise. I hope this helps somebody here tonight. Let's pray together right now. Holy Lamb of God. Holy Lamb of God. My name was written in your book before anything was created. You're such an awesome God. Such a faithful God. Holy, holy, holy Lord. We lean on you tonight. We put our trust in you tonight. Come what may, Lord, we've made up our minds. We shall be faithful. I am going to overcome through you. In Jesus' name. That's it. Let's just talk to the Lord tonight. Mighty God, mighty God. If you feel to come and pray at the altar. Feel free to come and pray tonight. Amen. I think what we can do is just rejoice. Just rejoice. Amen. God's got a good memory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead. Let's just give God thanks for a minute here tonight. Praise the name of Jesus.